The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone. Yes, we're heading into the danger zone to try to make sure that we're steering you away from trouble. That's the basic idea of the danger zone here on Money Life, and it's why we turn to David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. If you want more information on the firm and their research, which evaluates stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs on a scale from most attractive to most dangerous, well, go to newconstructs.com. And if you want to follow them on Twitter, it is at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
Who is in the danger zone this week?
Praxair.
Danger, danger.
And why is Praxair, which is ticker symbol PX, wearing the brown helmet this week?
This is, a great way to warn investors to not fall for the typical Wall Street story of a big conglomerate that's maintaining earnings growth and looking attractive when really it's in a business that has run out of opportunities to differentiate, and the middle to long-term growth opportunities really just aren't there. One of the things that threw up a red flag for me on Praxair was just the serial acquirer that it has been and the relative returns on capital being earned in these acquisitions has not been there as of late, and that is a sign of a company reaching to find ways to grow earnings when the value is not really there.
So what we've had is a company that on paper looks good because it's been making one acquisition after another and the balance sheet keeps looking more expansive and the income statement keeps looking more expansive. But when you dig into the numbers, what you're finding is that all of those acquisitions mean that you're getting less shareholder equity.
Less shareholder equity and less shareholder value creation. Returns on capital are declining. The most recent acquisition, what they're expecting from that, and this is being generous, is implying maybe a 6 or 7% return on invested capital. That's a big drop down from where the company is right now, 10%. The last few years before that, it was 12%. So this is a business on the decline when you really look at the economics and you take into account the balance sheet. But just as you said, Chuck, the acquisitions are going to make everything kind of look bigger and better. And that's something that most investors can be duped by because the financial media and especially the sell side, the investment bankers are going to be touting this as a great growth story when it isn't really.
Now, this is a stock that, I mean, its latest acquisition was just announced like a month ago, right? It was buying Nucor, or Nuco 2, I guess it's not Nucor, I think of the steelmaker. Nuco 2 is a firm that targets quick service restaurants and what have you with fountain beverages, if I understand it. And you would think that businesses like that are fairly stable, not going anyplace. But if there's no growth to be had here, what does the future hold? If this company cannot grow organically, can only do it through acquisition, what does the future hold for an organization like Praxair?
You know, look, I'm not saying it's a bad company, right? It's just not a good stock. You know, I don't think they're going to go out of business, but the idea that investors can expect real growth, I think, is a little bit ridiculous. And I think you bring up a great point, right? They just bought that company, Nuco. They service these fast food places with the fizz that goes into the drinks, carbonation. And you know what? I mean, it's not a sexy business, not a very profitable business, not exactly much beyond a commodity. And so if this is where they're reaching now to try to get that marginal growth, I really think that they've sort of maximized the benefits of scale and global distribution that they've achieved over time. Essentially, from a stock investor's perspective, it's a dying business.
That's being said about a stock that's trading at about $115 a share, where the low in the last year is about $100. how bad could this get? If this is truly a dying business, if you think that we're in a situation where this company cannot sustain it, most folks don't look at stocks with $115 share prices and think, ah, it's unsustainable. How bad could this be?
You know, I'm thinking the stock probably settles around 75 bucks. That's implying a little bit of growth from where we are today, but the no growth value of the business is closer to 60, and you know, that's economic value growth. I just don't see them being able to do much more than that, and I'm thinking, you know, 75 bucks is probably the best we can hope for.
And at that point, might this be a company that there's enough intrinsic value left that at that point it becomes viable? I mean, if it were to drop as far as you talk about taking a 50% haircut from here, at that point, it's the picture's changed enough that it's not like something that becomes dangerous or very dangerous winds up being something that can never be attractive again, correct?
I don't know if it could ever be attractive. I mean, it could have a cheap valuation. And so, and by the way, it's at 112, 113, and I was saying 75, so it's not quite 50%. Haircut, but I mean, it is close. I just want to make sure you got my numbers right.
I did, but you were also talking about a $60 a share value if there's no implied growth.
That's right.
So that's close. That's closer to 50%.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And if it gets down to there, the valuation will look attractive, but I don't believe the economics will ever actually look that good. And for a stock to get an attractive rating for me, it's got to have good-looking economics, right? High returns on capital, rising returns on capital, and a cheap valuation. The stock could have a cheap valuation, but I don't really know if the economics will ever really be there, because when these conglomerates get this big, they really have, in general, you don't have a lot of opportunity to grow because you're already a conglomerate. You've taken on all kinds of different things. And essentially what you bring to the table is the ability to trim out administrative costs and overhead and share that kind of stuff. And, you know, that can only go so far until, you know, what are you going to do, own the world, right? You have your circle of expertise. And you know, I just believe that it's run its course. Not to say it's a bad company, just not so much a good stock.
And a stock that is now in the danger zone. It's Prax Air, ticker symbol PX. Lots of acquisitions, not necessarily lots of organic growth, and the kind of return on investor capital that you want to see, according to David Trainer. David is the president of New Constructs. If you want more information, it's newconstructs.com or at New Constructs on Twitter. David, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call with Matt King from Bell Investment Advisors when the March 11th edition of Money Life continues.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.